Fantastic, whether she's actually performing in Teesside, Middlesbrough, Lincoln or any other part of the land. Tallulah Randall on top form there. And in fact, I always say she gets it from her mum. And if you're actually talking about mothers passing on good genetics and all manner of other wonderful routines, you have to go to a lady who's been described by Dame Shirley Bassey, no less, as having the Midas touch of the party world. Ivana Trump, from her latest opus, the quintessential party creator and guide to social behaviour in the 21st century. Of course, we're referring to the legend that is Liz Brewer. How are you, Liz?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. What a lovely introduction.
Liz, you know it's in your contract. Telling a straightforward introduction is essential to the whole scenario.
Love it.
Now, moving on, I have in my hand here a manuscript which is probably going to change lots of people's lives. We have the party tree, we have introduction, we have the duties of the host, we have forms of address, we have entertainment, staff and helpers. Just when they thought you couldn't get any better to Liz Brewer's ultimate guide to party planning and etiquette, you've gone and produced an upgraded version which is even more wonderful.
Well, it's an upgraded version, very much into the 21st century, but it's also the first chapters address social behaviour, and it really does. I mean, it covers everything from social networking and personal presentation and self-esteem and everything that really nowadays, especially the young, desperately need.
There's a question which I'm sure could slot into many a Trivial Pursuit scenarios, and I'm going to actually throw it to you now. What is the connection between your good self, Liz, and Sir Patrick Moore, another regular co-presenter on the Midweek Drive?
Always watching the stars, I suppose.
Oh, no, it actually carries on to Transformers' Dark Side of the Moon, which is also there because you've both basically made good friends with, of course, the second man on the moon, of course, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, he's in my book.
Exactly. Page 15, yeah. We have your good self with Buzz Aldrin and, of course, Buzz's wife, Lois. So how do you actually teach an Apollo astronaut etiquette then?
You don't need to. He can teach us a thing or two. When you set foot on the moon, it's an experience that you live for the rest of your life. I remember when I very first met him, I pinned him in a corner and I said to him, you know, well, what was it like? You must have had some sort of mind-shattering experience. And he just looked me straight in the eye and he said, Liz, I was still thinking about that tax return I had to complete when I got back home.
Yeah, you see, always on the post. Precisely so.
Yeah.
Now, a few weeks ago, when Tallulah was doing her fantastic Cafe Nero tour, she finally managed to get up to Teesside and performed in Middlesbrough, in fact. She's coming to Lincoln as well in early September, so great news as far as that's concerned. But on a day which actually had seen her the night before drop her favourite guitar on her foot, causing a toe fracture, causing no manner of stresses and strains, it fell to Leslie Furman and Francesca Furman to sort out some batteries for various other bits and pieces. I think it's fair to say, Fran, you were blown away by Tallulah Randall, weren't you?
I was. She was absolutely amazing, and I play her album all the time.
All the time, Liz. You know, the album is played.
Oh, isn't that lovely to hear? That's
exactly
great.
Exactly. Yeah. Leslie,
question. Well, I went to her very first one, actually, which was in Haymarket. I took a bunch of people to Cafe Nero, and it was fantastic. Fantastic.
It's great stuff. I still remember the tale, of course, Liz, of one of her very first productions when you actually turned up with Dame Shirley Bassey and the bouncers actually didn't believe it was indeed Shirley Bassey who was with you. That was wonderful.
That's right. That's right. It was her very first gig at the King's Arms, which used to be, it may still be, but it was next to Putney Bridge. And we both went and we dressed down in jeans, but we did have sort of tailcoats, and you get stamped, and the dame insisted on having one on each boob, so,
yeah.
So we walked in, and yes, this cheeky young guy, I asked him to move, to give us a seat, and he did. He turned round and said, I insisted, and said, you know, Dame Shirley Bassey would like to sit. He turned round and said, pathetic when some old broad pretends she's Dame Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
Whereupon the owner got him by the ear and swept him out of the place.
Yeah, see, obviously he needs a copy of the etiquette book to actually guide him sided through on that basis. Leslie, questions for Liz.
Hello, Liz.
Hello, Leslie?
I must admit, I'm a big fan. I really enjoyed your work on La Dette to Lady. It was just, you couldn't stop watching that programme. Can I ask you, are you disappointed by the lack of good manners displayed by so many people nowadays?
In today's world? It's a shame, and it has deteriorated, but there's always hope. I think basically what's happened is there's so much, it's not just social networking, but it's kids today don't sit down with the family and have a meal together, and they don't learn basic manners. I'm not talking all of them, I'm talking sort of in general, but not everyone. And the problem is, you know, they get so used to communicating by texting and Facebook, all these social networking sites, that they lose the ability to actually have a conversation, and also don't watch to see how others behave. So when it comes to manners, I think what's happened is everybody's doing things which are sort of 10 times as much as they used to 10 or 20 years ago, and everything is getting faster and faster, and I think it's almost spiraling out of control. So people forget to sort of say thank you, or they're in such a rush, they don't really notice that they're probably not giving consideration to others.
Yes, I can see where you're coming from. Do you have a pet hate at all? I mean, mine is like when people walk through a door and let it swing back in your face.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely annoy me.
So it's not a winner, is it, really?
No,
it's
not.
Anyway, shape or form.
I must tell you, actually, Alex, I've been filming, and I finish in September, but I'm filming, don't laugh, but it's the Princess Barbie Charm School.
Yeah,
and my pupils,
Liz,
are
you never cease to amaze me in terms of the quality of gigs you get, my girl. It's fantastic. It's great.
Well, this is the Universal, but my pupils are between the age of 6 and 8. And adorable.
Well, there you go. You see how you can actually sort of take part in a saltburn funicular lift and have those kind of pupils there and all sorts of other routines. I have to say, I had a wry smile when I was working my way through party planning and etiquette and the wonderful guide to eating, which this thing which I think I need to quote from, because you actually give a wonderful guide to eating spaghetti. And the big question, which I know that most people have obviously agonised over in all sorts of ways, can you actually use a spoon? However, you say yes, but never in front of an Italian.
No. Yeah. That's a real giveaway. Mm. Never, never, never. They really do look down their noses with disdain.
Quite rightly so, too. Dress sense, of course, is nicely put together. Dress sense is the art of knowing what is appropriate wear for different occasions and wearing what suits you. There is no myth attached. Consider where you're going, what you will be doing, and who you might be seeing or joining. Then decide what would be the most sensible clothes and shoes.
But the other thing is, you know, with people who come from overseas, especially Americans, you have something like black tie on an invitation. Mm. And indeed, they turn up with a suit and a black tie.
Exactly, just wearing
you
a black tie.
You have white tie, they'll turn up with a white tie.
Exactly.
So, you know, that kind of thing really does need to be addressed. Mm. People don't like to feel they're standing out of the crowd.
And I noticed on the front cover of the book, we actually have a little portrait of Will and Kate, of course, the Prince William and, of course, the Duchess of Cambridge are sorted out there. Have they actually sort of learned from the text, do you think?
That is very cheeky. It was a spoof photograph done for some glossy magazine. And they were putting together a spoof, as it were, wedding reception. And I just happened to be doing the table planning.
The only thing I say, Liz, is how, I mean, it just gives us a little bit more of a challenge to get you a damehood. You know, we are looking, as you know, to make it Dame Liz Brewer before too long. And it's sensitive thoughts, this. Sensitive thoughts, really. Jodie, you've had a quick look at some of the opening text there. Anything you'd like to add?
I have, yeah. Liz, I'm actually planning a housewarming party in a couple of weeks' time because I'm moving house on Sunday. And I just wondered, obviously, I'll have to get a copy of your book and make sure that I'm doing everything correctly. But is there any kind of one major piece of advice that you'd like to give me?
Yes, make lists. But first of all, go through the whole thing in your mind. As it were, dream the event. Just go through it as if you were the guest from the second that you receive the invitation. How do you receive the invitation? You know, who is going to receive the invitation? To arriving, being able to get to where it is, what time, what dress. And all you'll see in the book, it lists every single, I mean, pages and pages. pages of every single thing not to forget so that you can also enjoy your own party.
Yes, I appreciate that because sometimes there's a lot of planning that goes into parties or not a lot of planning. And
so yeah. Just close your eyes, dream the event from A to Z and just keep jotting down every single thing so that you don't forget them.
Okay.
It's that kind of positivity, Liz, that's always impressed me about you. In the decade or so we've actually known each other, it is so important that you do keep that positive attitude. Because if you do, as you rightly say, disappointments can influence your thoughts and cause disparity. And we mustn't give up with these kind of things. Never give up, never surrender.
Never. Never.
Have you encountered in your wonderful sort of media surfing the delights of Jerseylicious?
No,
because Jerseylicious was a docu-soap put together. It's now into its fourth series, and apparently it's been very influential on this side of the Atlantic for actually bringing to the fore such delights as Geordie Shore and The Only Way is Essex. We're doing a feature on Jerseylicious tomorrow, but I'll just give you a little flavour of a little ident that Olivier Blois, sort of launched for us.
Hi, this is Olivier Blois from Jerseylicious, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive.
Which I thought was quite nice. She's supposed to be the bully in Jerseylicious from that point of view. But is it something that when we look at reality TV and docu-soaps, is that something which, given obviously the success of Ladette to Lady and the forthcoming immeasurable success of the Barbie doll princess... What's the working title for this series, Liz?
Well, it's a Universal DVD, which will be... I think it's called Charms... Barbie, and it's a story about a little girl who goes to a charm school. I can't say anymore.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I think in that few moments...
My film, which is being made, is actually the promotional film which go around the country. Actually, I think it might have even a pop-up charm school. I sort of visualise myself in a shocking pink camper van with a giant tiara on the top, surrounded with Princess Barbie dolls.
Yeah. You see, I mean, sometimes, Liz, you know, you sort of just astound me with the kind of level of sort of area. I mean, you've just taken it into a whole new zone there. I mean, it's just
stunning. Did I?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's definitely most peculiar from that point of view.
Yeah, well, I hope it happens. Because I rather like the idea, actually.
I think it's a possibility, although one has to say, is there going to be a part for Ken to play in all of this?
True.
It's just true, you know, it has to be honest. I mean, is he going to be sidelined yet again? Is there going to be a G.I. Joe party? Is there going to be a different line from this point of view, etiquette and the sort of mannequin and so on? Most peculiar. Fran, any questions you'd like to put to Liz?
Hello, Liz.
Hello, Fran.
I noticed that you were on the staff list for RADA, and I was wondering how hard it actually is to get into the school.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't. I wasn't on the staff list.
No, I didn't.
So there must be another Liz Brewer.
Quite astounding. In answer to your question, how easy is it to
but
get to
how
the RADA?
Difficult, I have to tell you, if you're determined enough and you focus on it and you just keep going,
exactly.
Eventually, 9 times out of 10, you'll get there. Mm.
Even if they have to sort of put you down as a borderline stalker, you know, persistence.
Even if you have to, or make the coffee.
Always remember, Fran, never ever eat spaghetti with a spoon in front of an Italian. Okay? There's one thing that sort of comes through that. I mean, again, a couple of final lines here in terms of the eating scenario. Toothpicks. I thought toothpicks had gone out of fashion, but in fact, you do actually use this line. If it is absolutely necessary to use a toothpick, then do so discreetly, hiding your mouth and the toothpick behind your hand. Do this as quickly as possible. Do not use your fingers.
You have to admit, Alex, occasionally you must have seen somebody doing that.
Well, maybe I try to avert my eyes. You know, maybe it's a case of, you know, you do want to actually sort of stop them up and bring them up short and say, oi, toothpicks, no. You know, there's a line in the sand and toothpicks, you just think, whoa, 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 whoa. Just ease off on that basis.
But, you know, a lot of what I've written is just common sense. I mean, there's no rocket science there. It's, you know, when you are faced with a problem, all you've got to do is think about it. Yeah. What would be the easiest thing to do? What would be the solution not to cause any offence and put the other person at ease? And I can assure you, you'll come up with the answer.
Absolutely right. I mean, now, there are a couple of things here which, again, you might think, well, surely that's fairly obvious, but not if you've seen some student activities. Eating bread before and during a meal. Break off enough bread from the bread roll for a mouthful at a time. Bread should be broken and not cut.
yes.
Yeah. And when to start eating. Do not begin eating before your host unless hot food has been served, in which case wait a couple of minutes and then start eating. Your host wants you to appreciate the food and not let it go cold.
Absolutely. There's no point eating a beautiful meal if it's gone cold.
And my classic pièce de résistance today, Liz. Do not speak with your mouth full. Do not make noises when eating your food or soup. There's nothing worse than a slurper, you know? I mean, the slurpers of the day, you know, whether it's tea, whether... It's not good at all, you know? You just, I mean, for once...
Don't
you know,
think this is radio, isn't
clean.
It?
Exactly, you know? And if you need to remove something from your mouth, use your spoon or fork to remove it. But still... Could be dangerous, but still, life continues. Liz, it's a fantastic text, and we're going to have acres of fun to actually mix metaphors, to actually do us walking through this. It is actually, as you rightly say, a very serious note, the Liz Brewer Ultimate Guide to Party Planning and Etiquette for the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex, I don't know how far south you go, but...
As far south as you want us to go, Liz.
So
you know, we'll go all the way.
I'm in Brighton tomorrow at Waterstones from 11 o'clock, and I'm actually signing my book.
This is fantastic. So, I mean, normally I would be on the jet plane and flying down immediately. Exactly. But I've got a midweek drive morning edition to actually do tomorrow, as indeed our Jerseylicious person.
Hi, my name is Tracy DeMarco from Jerseylicious, and you're listening to the midweek drive morning edition.
Yeah, it's something about the American nasal whine.
Is it with that nasal? I don't understand it at all.
It's very strange. But anyway, we haven't had a chance to speak about Judge Uja. Are you on your way to Sandown? Or are you coming away from Sandown?
I'm actually on my way to Sandown in a car. My fellow passengers being very patient with me and drinking champagne, which of course I'm not because I can't speak to you and drink champagne. But I am. I'm going to listen to Tom Jones tonight.
Excellent. Mm. That's what we like to hear. Well, we shall actually look to dig out some Tom Jones just for yourself. Is there any particular Tom Jones item that you'd like us to actually try and track down if he's in the system?
Yes, definitely. It's not unusual.
I can see
we'll
be heading already for the Liz Brewer musical before too long. You know, it's all coming together. Last two questions for Liz, please. Leslie.
Oh, Liz, would you like to do another series like Ladette to Lady, or have you had enough of all of the girls and the way they behaved?
No, I haven't had enough, and I think it would be, you know, every series we did was completely different. It was a challenge with the Australians because, of course, they were coming from another country, whereas the English ones, all being based in England, they hadn't had a chance to all get to know each other, which the Australians did on the aeroplane. So they were a bigger challenge. But I would love to. I mean, from a different culture or a different country, I always think it was a challenge for me as well as for them.
It'll connect together. The last two questions, of course, being, Liz, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the midweek drive today?
As always, Alex, I've had the most wonderful time with you. And I'm looking forward to my glass of champagne.
Yeah, and don't slurp it, Liz, all right? I know you're not going to do that. I sipped correctly and positively. Anyway, I take it then, Liz, you'll be back with us in the very near future.
I hope so, yes. And I'm looking forward to September for whatever this is you've all invited me to.
It'll be good.
I'm sure.